আলহামদুলিল্লাহ রাব্বিল আলামিন والصلاه والسلام على سيد المرسلين اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاه والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى اليك واصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاه والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى اليك واصحابك يا نور الله We begin by giving you a blessing of reciting Durood e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. The leader of the believers, Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, stated that indeed the dua remains suspended between the heavens and the earth and nothing ascends from it until you send salat upon your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So viewers of the Muslim, whenever you make dua, start by sending Durood e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, then inshaAllah azzawajal, we have hope that our duas will be accepted. Viewers of the channel, the first month of the Islamic year, Muharram, is linked to many events. For example, in this month, the incident of Karbala occurred. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was given assistance. Firaun and his followers were destroyed. The ark of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam came to rest on Mount Jubli. And Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam was freed from the belly of the whale. And the repentance of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was accepted. There are also connections to many other events. However, the first day of this month has a very special link to the leader of the believers, the great Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. Because it was this day, viewers of the channel, it was on the first of Muharram that he was martyred. And because of this, today inshaAllah we're going to listen to a little bit about his life. It is stated on page 169, volume 2 of Fizan-e Farooq-e-Azam, which again is a book that you can download completely free of charge from www.dawatislami.net. It states that the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, stated, once the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, requested the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, inform me what you saw in paradise on the night of Miraj. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala replied, O Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, if I were to remain amongst you for as long as the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam remained amongst his people, more than 1,000 years, and told you about the events and observations in paradise, they would still not end. However, O Umar radiallahu anhu, as you have asked me to inform you of paradise, I will tell you something that I have not told anyone else except from you. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to say, and this conversation is taking place between the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, in paradise, I saw a magnificent palace. Its foundations were in the land of paradise, and its highest part was in the midst of the throne of Allah Azza wa Jalla. I asked Sayyidina Jibreel al-Islam, O Jibreel, do you know about this magnificent palace whose foundations are in the land of paradise and its highest part are in the midst of the throne of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Sayyidina Jibreel al-Islam replied, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I do not know. I asked Jibreel al-Islam, the light of this palace is like the light of the sun on the earth. At least tell me who will arrive at it and reside in it. So Sayyidina Jibreel al-Islam replied, and he said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the one who will reside therein is the one who only speaks the truth and encourages speaking the truth. And when someone speaks the truth before him, he does not get angry and he will die upon the truth. I asked, O Jibreel al-Islam, do you know his name? He replied, yes, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it is one individual, of course. I inquired, who is that one person? To which replied Sayyidina Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And this conversation was taking place between the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala sallam and Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. When Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq heard this bit, Allahu Akbar, he became overwhelmed and he fell to the ground. Imagine being told this about yourself from the lips of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala sallam. And it stated, viewers on the channel, that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala stated that after the occasion when this was told to him, we never saw the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq, with cheerfulness on his face again, to the extent that he departed from this world. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Viewers on the channel, we hear from this that how Sayyidina Jibreel al-Islam praised the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq al-Azam, by mentioning how he speaks the truth. He guides towards the truth, and he will depart from this world while speaking on the truth. And this is one of the great qualities of Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. And if you think about it, viewers and listeners, the reality of his great character was that the truth would in fact appear on his tongue. He would guide towards the truth, and it did not depart from his world whilst being on the truth. What greater proof, viewers and listeners, could there be? That truthfulness, that in the fact that on numerous occasions, verses of the Holy Quran were revealed with the same content that it mentioned in relation to something. It is narrated that Sayyidina Mujahid radiallahu ta'ala states that whenever the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, expressed an opinion, the glorious Quran would be revealed in accordance with it. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who is the son of the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, states that whenever the opinion of different companions was sought, and my honorable father also expressed the opinion, the glorious Quran will be revealed in accordance to his opinion. Allahu Akbar. Yusuf mentioned there are approximately 20 verses of the Holy Quran that confirm to the speech or action of the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. And today, the time is very, very short. We're just going to mention two of the verses. In the famous hadith collection of Bukhari Sharif, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu says that the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq, said that my merciful Lord has acknowledged me in three of my decisions. One of them is that when I said in the presence of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what do you think if we make Maqam-e Ibrahim a place to offer prayers? Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla then revealed the verse and endorsed me by commanding it in this verse to make Maqam-e Ibrahim a place to offer prayers. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Surah Baqarah, verse 125, and make the standing place of Ibrahim, ay Maqam-e Ibrahim, a station for Salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is the status of Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq, that he spoke the truth. He endorsed the truth, and then the Allah Azza wa Jalla, whatever he said, Allah Azza wa Jalla endorsed it through verses of the Quran. It is narrated in another incident that Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, he said, he spoke to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said to him that sinners and pious people come to you. All types of people come to you. Sinners and pious people come to you. So you should command the mothers of the believers to remain veiled. And then this verse was revealed in agreement with this suggestion about the veil. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Surah Al-Azhar, verse 59, O Prophet, command your wives and your daughters and the women of the Muslims to keep the faces covered with a part of their shawls. This is best that they are recognized as being modest, therefore are not harassed. And Allah is most forgiving and ever merciful. Allahu Akbar. In Tafsir Sirat al-Jinan, it is written in the explanation of this verse that in this verse Allah Azza wa Jalla said, O dear beloved, sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, tell your pious and pure wives, your daughters and the Muslim women, that when they leave the houses out of necessity, they should take a part of the shawls over their faces. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. O devotees of the Prophet, in this blessed verse, it is an order for every Muslim woman that when they go out, they should be veiled and that they should cover their bodies properly. The religion of Islam has this honor that it has laid out the best principles to establish a pure society. And we can talk a lot about haya and how the society is pure as a result of this. But time, again, does not permit us, viewers of Money Channel. With regards to Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, he had great qualities. He had great qualities. And amongst the qualities that he had, and there's so many qualities, and again, time does not permit us to really talk a little bit about these qualities, but very, very briefly, I'm going to mention some of the qualities that he had. He was an embodiment of fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he was a true worshipper. And the reason, viewers of Malicham, that we talk about these people of the past is not only because today was the day that he was martyred, but also we talk about these people of the past so that we can have these role models, that we can be proud of our rich heritage, that we can be aware of our history, and we can look up to these people and say, yes, these people existed, these people lived their lives, and we can try and learn what must best to live our lives in the same manner. And remember, viewers of Malicham, this is the same Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala that was granted paradise during the lifetime of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His entire life was full of piety. His eyes would be frequently moist due to the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. He would also instruct others to adopt piety and righteousness. Those who would remain in his company would become pious and righteous themselves. Allahu Akbar. What a great trait to have. That if people, and think to yourself, if when people sit with you, what do they become? Do they become bigger sinners or do they become pious people? Because you have an influence on them, you have an effect on them. And it said that when people came and sat with Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, they became more pious and piety came into them. He would tell others of matters relating to the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. He would ask children to make dua of forgiveness for him. Allahu Akbar. What humbleness, viewers on the channel. He was in constant fear of the divine plan of Allah Azza wa Jal. He was an embodiment of humility and humbleness. It is stated, viewers on the channel, that when the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that this person, he is amongst those 10 companions. Yes, Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu is amongst the 10 companions that were guaranteed paradise. And when the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made this statement that Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu is a jannati, that he is guaranteed paradise, his worship did not change. His ibadah did not change. His zikr did not change. His dilawat did not change. He had more fear inside him because he had this fear inside him that this statement of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was with a condition, and he still continued to become as more pious than he was before. He continued with his ibadah even more. And today, viewers on the channel, we perform the Hajj. We fast during the month of Ramadan. We pay our zakat. We read our namaz 5 times a day, and we think we're guaranteed paradise. No, viewers on the channel. None of us are guaranteed paradise. None of us are guaranteed paradise. And it will only be through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal that we will attend paradise. So never have this mindset, never have this shaitanic whisper, I'm doing enough. Nobody is doing enough. Nobody is doing enough. And we have to have this fear inside us, fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, but we should also seek the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal and have this hope inside us that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal will reach paradise. So we need to have this fear and we need to have this hope. And not just think to ourselves, well, you know, because I read the kalma, I'm guaranteed paradise, I'm not. Yes, maybe you are, but you will still be punished for every single one of the sins that you committed. You will go to paradise and you will be punished, and then, and only then, when you have received the punishment, will you enter paradise. And we have been told, the pious predecessors and people have made an example, that if all the illnesses, all of the calamities of the world that we are facing today were to be entered into one person, and the pain and difficulties that he would be faced would not even be equal to the lightest punishment in the hellfire of Yusuf Malik Channel. It is stated that Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq, he rendered many services for the elevation of the religion of Islam. His Khilafat is considered one of the best ages of Islam. It was an age of loyalty, justice and uprightness. He was a lamp of knowledge and wisdom, and he was the pride of Islam. He was an unforgettable personality who would fulfill his promise. Allahu Akbar. In short, the specialities of Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu are uncountable. And at this moment, I would advise you, viewers of the channel, that there's a beautiful book that I mentioned at the beginning, that Fizan-e Farooq-e Azam, that is available online from www.dawatislami.net. Download that book, read that book, inshallah, and come to know about the lives of these great personalities. And again, that's something I keep on mentioning, that we need to do, viewers of the channel. We need to learn about our rich heritage. We need to learn about those individuals that came before us and how they lived their lives, the sacrifices that they made so that the deen can be brought to us today. But what about the virtues of Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu that was spoken, Allahu Akbar, that was spoken by the lips of the chosen one? The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, he spoke so much, he praised himself, he praised Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. And now we're going to quickly mention just some of the hadiths that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself mentioned with regards to the status of Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself granted him knowledge. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the power of his khilafat. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, listen to this, viewers of the channel. He said that shaitan would change his path after seeing Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. He would speak like a prophet despite not being a prophet. The beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for him to accept Islam. Yes. And what a beautiful dua it was, that Ya Allah, make Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq accept Islam. Allahu Akbar. And the dua was accepted. Allahu Akbar. Even the dwellers of the sky celebrated when he accepted Islam. The beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if there was a prophet after me, it would be Umar. It would be Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. But there is no prophet. There is no prophet after the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He also said, the truth will be with Umar after me, no matter where he is. Allahu Akbar. And he goes on to say, love for Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is a guarantor of faith. So it's part of our iman views of Muslim that we need to love these personalities. We need to respect these personalities. But how can we do this if we do not know anything about these personalities? And it stated, again, like I mentioned early on, that he was granted the glad tidings of paradise by the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, even shaitan would fear Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And the beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one with whom Umar becomes displeased, Allah azza wa jal becomes displeased with him also. Views of Manichan, this is just a great status. And very, very, very briefly today, but that's just a very, very briefly the status of Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. What a great status he had. That he was the leader of the believers. But even then he would cater for all of the believers as well. And just to, he had a humbleness, a humility inside him as well. And just one final incident that I want to mention to you viewers on the channel. It is stated that he had a habit of walking around the streets of Medina at night. And he was walking around the streets of Medina at night and he heard someone that was aggrieved. And he knocked at the door and asked, is everything okay? And this person said that, you know, I need the assistance of Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq. I need the assistance of Amir al-Mu'minin, but he's not here to help me today. He's not here to help me. And he said to him, what is the problem? And he said that, you know, my wife is expecting, I need some assistance. Who is going to help me? You know, I need someone to bring some females here so that can help me. So Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq, he didn't disclose the fact that he was Amir al-Mu'minin. He went home. He went home and he approached his blessed wife and he said to his blessed wife, listen to these words, viewers of my channel. An opportunity has arisen. We can earn reward. Are you interested? Allahu Akbar. Whenever I read that, you know, whenever something comes in front of us that we have to do something, we feel it as a burden. But Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, his words to his wife that, look, an opportunity has risen. A great opportunity has risen that we can achieve rewards. Allahu Akbar. And she inquired what it was. And he said that the situation has arisen and I need you to come with me. Would you come with me? And she said, if you allow me to come, I will go. So they went to this person's house. And the wife of Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq, the wife of Amir al-Mu'minin, went into the house. And the husband and Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu are sitting outside. And in the meantime, Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq, he makes a fire. He starts to make food and he's making this food there. And he's making the food and he's just about to serve the food. He's serving the food to his companion that sat there, the husband of the house, the father of the house, when a sound comes from inside. A sound comes from inside and it's his blessed wife that's saying, Oh Amir al-Mu'minin, tell your companion that he has been blessed with a son. And only then did that person realize and looked at Amir al-Mu'minin to shock and awe that this is Amir al-Mu'minin that he's brought his blessed wife. He is sitting, he is cooking for me. And he asked her, why did you not tell me that you were that person? And he said, there was no need for it. This was the humbleness that he had. And we can talk all day and all night about the great status of Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. And we said that two volumes are available on www.dawatislami.net. Countless books, countless speeches, countless silsilas have been done, series of programs have been done about this great personality. So I would request you visit the channel that please learn about these great personalities. Learn about the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Learn about the life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Learn about our pious priests, the saints, the walids. Learn from their lives. And don't just read for them as if it's a storybook. Oh, that's a nice story, isn't it? That Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq went and, you know, brought his wife to someone's house. No, learn from it. Think of the lessons that you can get from that. How humble he was, how sincere he was, how he was so concerned about the ummah at that time, that he was the Amir al-Mu'minin, that he was responsible for. That was his sense of responsibility, that he was so concerned. And if we learn these lessons from them and apply them in our lives, then inshaAllah azza wa jal, we will make a change. Yusuf Manichan, I pray to Allah azza wa jal, if I said anything wrong, may Allah azza wa jal forgive me. And I pray to Allah azza wa jal that we learn something from the life of the great personality Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. We learn from his life, we adopt them in our life and make a change in our life. Ameen bijahi an-nabi al-ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.